this section of the EURATNA Independent Medical Education video interview series, we'll delve into best practices for diagnosing and monitoring of dry AMD. Hello and welcome. I am Arshad Kanani, and I'm joined by my good friend and world-renowned expert on dry AMD, Frank Holz. Frank Holz and I will share our insights on dry AMD diagnosis and how to identify patients at greater risk of disease progression to geographic atrophy. Frank, according to the 2023 EURATNA Clinical Trends Survey, the top three imaging techniques for diagnosing a suspected dry AMD patient are OCT, fundus photos, and fundus autofluorescence. What are the diagnostic modalities you recommend at time of diagnosis, and what should retina specialists look to enable an early diagnosis of dry AMD?
Yeah, thank you, Asha. This is a very well-taken question, and obviously the diagnosis is important, and it's not so trivial as it seems. What looks like dry late AMD could be other monogenetic disease that looks like, that mimics dry AMD, and now with treatments around, we must not take diagnosis that is not actually the etiology of which is not actually age-related macular disease. So I would recommend in the top three, you already mentioned them, color fundus photography, I think we don't need to do it regularly, but OCT and fundus autofluorescence are very helpful. I think OCT is much more widely available, so that is useful. Autofluorescence is not only helpful to measure precisely the area of atrophy, but also get a glimpse at the retina outside the atrophic patches, and especially in these mimicking other diseases, it's a completely different pattern that we see. So if available, I also would recommend fundus autofluorescence.
Great. Those are very helpful. And how do you classify the disease stage, and what grading system do you rely on?
So dry AMD disease state, obviously we have early, intermediate, and geographic atrophy. But then these buckets are quite large, and there are many heterogeneous phenotype in it. So stages in intermediate AMD, obviously we watch out for progression to geographic atrophy. But if there's geographic atrophy, then the classification needs to factor in topography, which is so important. Is fovea spared or is fovea already affected? So it's important to look for this and, of course, correlated then to function tests.
Frank, that is very helpful. And other thing to learn for our viewers is, what are the predictors for a fast disease progression and how should we address this?
So again, here, very heterogeneous nature of the disease. Some patients progress very slowly and atrophy does not enlarge fast, but then the spectrum is wide to extremely fast progressors up to 6 square millimeter per year. And we have now a very good knowledge on risk factors. It doesn't explain everything to model future progression, but something like multifocality is a high predictor for fast progression. Then if you have larger lesions, they tend to progress faster. If you have something like subretinal drusenoid deposits, reticular pseudodrusen, yes, these are called, they are important high-risk criterion for fast progressors. So again, we have quite a good knowledge, and the general ophthalmologist and retina specialist can rely and tell the patient, tell to Mrs. Jones, that you are on a trajectory where we may need to initiate treatment earlier.
So that brings us to the next question, which is an important one. So when should general ophthalmologists refer dry AMD and geographic atrophy patients to a retina specialist?
So I think with management now around, with therapeutics around to tackle geographic atrophy, this is a completely different ballgame compared to the times where we had nothing to offer to our patients. So if there is a suspect with geographic atrophy, I think it's good to refer him to a retina specialist, and he can then discuss and maybe add imaging modalities such as fundus autofluorescence, and then go through the question, is this a proper patient for anti-complement treatments?
Thank you, Frank. That was very, very helpful for our audience and myself. We hope that the EURATNA Independent Medical Education video interviews will improve your ability to effectively diagnose and manage dry AMD and geographic atrophy patients in your practice. Thank you, and until next time.